You are listening to 5 Minute Fables. Stories are the currency of human contact. They offer us a door into another world. Everyone enjoys a good story, and everyone needs a good story. Stories make us happy, they make us cry, and most importantly, they make us think and they make us grow. This project was produced in conjunction with Impact Theatre and Wired FM. It was recorded and produced in Wired FM and Impact Theatre in Limerick during the winter of 2006. All the stories in this programme are original and were written and recorded by Limerick young people in Impact Theatre and Wired FM studios. This project was funded by the BCI Sound and Vision Fund and Wired FM.
Once there was a vampire called Victor, and his dad wanted to show him how to be a vampire. So they went to a farm, and his dad killed the farmer. Victor was very scared and ran away. When Victor ran away, he lived in the bins and ate banana skins. Then he found some money and got a plane to America, and he met a girl called Pam. She was also a vampire. They met in a vampire convention. So he asked her out on a date. The date went well and he asked her out on another one. After the second date was over, he asked Pam to marry him. The wedding day came. Everyone was there. The wedding day was over and Pam and Victor had 4 kids. They were growing up really fast. Since they were all very happy and very rich, they decided to buy a double coffin for each room in the house, so the people that would be staying there would have more comfort, or people that would be sleeping together would have even more room. Victor died and Pam was very sad. Pam and the kids decided that they'd hope to see Victor in hell. The end.
Halloween night, Aaron, Shirley and Linda were getting excited about going trick-or-treating. Shirley was dressing up as a witch, Aaron was being a goblin and Linda was going as a fairy. Linda was nervous about her costume because it was the only one left in the shop. Shirley was happy with her costume because it had a pimpled mask. At 9 o'clock, the children went out to go trick-or-treating. By 11 o'clock they had gone to all the houses in their estate, but Shirley wanted to go to the big house across the road. "No," said Aaron, "I heard that it was haunted." Shirley somehow managed to convince them to go to the big house across the road. They went into the big dark driveway. Shirley plucked up the courage to ring the doorbell. Suddenly, they fell through the doormat into what seemed to be a different world. They felt scared because they could see evil witches and horrible green goblins. Then they saw a long grey path with a big brown door at the end of it. Suddenly, in a flash of red light, Aaron and Linda disappeared, so Shirley walked on, scaredly. Then she came to a wall with stone faces. Shirley was scared of the stone faces because it made her remind of her of dead people. She opened the door and saw another door. When she opened the other door, she saw a television screen with her siblings on it. A scary man with a pimpled face came on the screen too. Shirley had to do a trick to get her siblings out of capture. She had to turn a rabbit into a frog, which she obviously couldn't do. Somehow, Shirley managed to do the trick, and her siblings were free. Then, when they went home, they heard the voice of their mum giving out to them about being home late from trick-or-treating. The children were pleased to be home because they didn't like the different world.
Sean and my friend Mike were standing up against the wall. We were in the army. All of a sudden we saw bullets came rushing by, and then we saw a Japanese plane come up above us. another Japanese plane dropped a bomb which had the nuclear sign on the side of it. The first reaction was, "Jet, run for the jet." We all hopped into the jet except my brother Jim, which was determined to stay and back and fight. We took off safely and we heard the sentence, "Open fire." And we all started firing back, but the general came up to me and said, "I'm sorry about your brother, he didn't make it out in time." We came to a place called the Philippines, and I ran up to one of the sandbanks, and there I saw my brother. It was the happiest day ever. After a while, me and Mike got the job of protecting the tank. We got to a certain point when me and Mike had to blow up a tank alone. I distracted them while Mike blew a hole in the side of the tank. Poof, they were gone in a burst of flames. We both ran through the door, and there we saw hundreds and hundreds of men to fight. We managed to kill them all, but the last remaining man ran up behind me and tried to kill me. I just killed him in time. Then the plane landed, and we all got away safely. That is how the war ended.
Stories were read in order of broadcast by Kaylee Cahill, David Wood, and Sean Murtha. 5 Minute Fables was coordinated by Anne Blake and Darren Maher of Impact Theatre and produced by Miriam Walsh of Wired FM. It was recorded in Impact Theatre and Wired FM studios in Mary Immaculate College in November 2006.